Here are the latest developments from around the world in the coronavirus pandemic. India added more than 90,000 coronavirus cases on Sunday, a global daily record, according to health ministry data. That brought the country's total cases to 4.1 million, while the number of deaths rose by over 1,000 to more than 70,600. Australia's coronavirus hotspot, which is the state of Victoria, extended a hard lockdown in its capital, Melbourne, lasting until September 28th. The infection rate there has declined more slowly than was hoped. South Korea reported the smallest rise in infections in 3 weeks Sunday, remaining under 200 for a fourth consecutive day, as tighter restrictions cap a second wave of the virus. Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is in stable condition 2 weeks after being hospitalized with the coronavirus, his doctor said over the weekend, while Italy's current Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has dampened hopes that spectators would be allowed to attend football matches from the start of the new season, saying it would be inappropriate at this time. Democratic Republic of Congo, northeastern Nigeria, South Sudan, and Yemen are on the brink of famines as a result of factors compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic. The New York Times reports that this was stated in a letter from the United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and addressed to the UN Security Council. The letter said that millions of lives in these countries are in danger. And schools in Iran have reopened to 15 million students after a seven-month closure, despite concerns over increased spread of the coronavirus in the country. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News, a powerful type.